Hello and welcome to our program. We're talking about the question, what does the Bible say about hell and how can we know who's telling the truth on that subject? Stay tuned for our program. Well, who should we believe concerning the subject of hell? Everybody's using the same Bible to teach something different on the position. How can we know who is telling the truth? Well, first of all, John chapter 8 and verse number 32 says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So we can know the truth if we want to. John 16 and 13 says, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth." Now, how does that happen? Well, we're just going to pray a prayer and say, "Lord, give me all truth," and we're going to get a warm and fuzzy feeling, and all of a sudden we're going to have all knowledge. No, not going to work that way. It says in 2 Timothy 2, verse number 15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Notice it says study, it says workman, and then it says truth. If you're too lazy to get into the Word of God and get the truth, then you're not going to get it. It's just that simple. It says in Psalm 33 and verse number 4, "For the Word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth." Now, if you want the truth about how to operate a computer program, you're going to have to get some books and find out how to get the job done. If you want to truth about how to fix your washing machine, you're going to have to get a book on washing machines and figure out how it's done. If you want the truth about the subject of heaven and hell and all the other subjects in the Bible, what you have to do is study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And when we're willing to do that, the Bible says, and Jesus said it, that the Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. That's the facts. Now, we've seen that Matthew 25 and verse number 41 says that that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. His angels. We said that word angels has been translated messengers 7 times. A messenger is someone who communicates. And all of us are communicating. You know, sometimes actions speak louder than words, but one way or another, we are communicating whether we are for the things of the Lord or whether we are for the things of the devil. It's just that simple. We have no choice but to choose. 1 John 3 and verse number 10 says, "The children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil, whoso doeth not righteousness is not of God." So we've got two groups. We've got the children of God, and we've got the children of the devil. And in our last program, we said that Christ would come back and that he would divide those two groups, and there would be two destinies. To the group that decides to follow God, it says in Matthew 25 and 34 that the king will say, the Lord will say, "Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." For those who decide to follow the way of the devil, it says that the Lord will say, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels," or "and his messengers." It's one or the other, and we simply choose. And so let me read again, 1 John chapter 3, verse 10, "The children of God and the children of the devil." Now, the word "children" here is used figuratively, obviously, and it is expressing a person's relationship. What is your relationship toward God? What is your relationship toward the devil? Relationship is the way in which two or more people regard and behave toward each other. and our relationships, all of our relationships, are a result of our choices. We choose to marry the person we're going to marry. We choose to have the friends we're going to have. We choose whether we want to be the children of God or the children of the devil. And to become the children of God, the Bible says we simply need to repent of our sin, ask God to forgive us, and we become what the Bible calls a child of God. The Lord looked at those religious hypocrites who were going to church all the time, but they didn't ever repent. They're called Pharisees, and he said, "Ye are of your father, the devil." And so we see that Joshua said way back in the book of Joshua, chapter 4, verse number 15, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve." Hebrews 9:27, "It is appointed unto man once to die, but after that, the judgment." Now, we said the word hell is in the Bible 54 times. Quickly, I'm going to give them to you. Deuteronomy once, 2 Samuel once, the book of Job twice. It's in Psalms 7 times, the Proverbs 7 times. It's in Isaiah 6 times, Ezekiel 4, the book of Amos 1, the book of Jonah 1 time, Habakkuk once. In Matthew, it's there 9 times, in Mark 3, in Luke 3 times, in Acts 2, in James 1, 2 Peter 1, and in the book of Revelation, you'll find the word hell 4 times. Now, the Old Testament is written in Hebrew. The New Testament is written in Greek. So when we're looking at the word hell in the Old Testament, it is a translation from the word Sheol, S-H-E-O-L. It is found in the Hebrew 65 times. In our King James Bible, it has been translated grave 31 times. It has been translated hell 31 times. And it has been translated pit 3 times. Then in the Old Testament, we have the word Keber, Q-U-E-B-E-R. That word is in the Old Testament Hebrew 64 times. It has been translated grave 34 times, sepulcher 26, burying place 4 times. It is used in the plural sense 29 times. It is located on the earth 32 times. It is referred to as being dug, like a grave, 6 times, touched 5 times, and someone has given ownership to a tomb or a sepulcher 7 times. Now, when we look in the New Testament, the Greek words are Hades, Gehenna, and Tartarus. Now, the Greek word Hades has been translated hell 10 times. It has been translated grave once, and it has been translated pit 3 times. The Greek word Gehenna has been translated hell 12 times, and the Greek word Tartarus has been translated hell once. And so when we look at these words, in order to understand what does the Bible say about the subject of hell, we need to make sure that we're looking at the words in the original Hebrew or in the original Greek to see what the word actually was, and then we can determine the context. For example, those that teach that hell means the grave. Well, in the Old Testament, the body never goes to a Sheol, but it goes to a Keber 37 times. Sheol is never mentioned as being on the earth, but a Keber is mentioned being on the earth in the Old Testament 32 times. Man is never put into a Sheol, but he's put into a Keber 33 times. Man never makes a Sheol, but he makes a Keber or a grave 6 times. And man never touches a Sheol, but he touches a Keber 6 times. Now, when we look at the New Testament, the word Sheol of the Old Testament is the same as Hades in the New Testament. Now, as we mentioned before, hell is mentioned 24 times in the New Testament. 22 of those 24 times, it is mentioned by Jesus himself. James mentions hell 1 time, and Peter mentions hell 1 time. As we said, there are 3 Greek words, Hades, Gehenna, and Tartarus. Now, by way of example, Hades is like we would look at our local jail until when someone is arrested, and they are held there until a trial. If a man is arrested for assaulting somebody, he is arrested, or if he's arrested for murder, he is arrested, and he is kept in the local jail until his trial. When he comes before the judge, then he will be sent to the penitentiary. The simple way of understanding Hades is a place where people are kept until the trial, the great white throne judgment. Then Gehenna is an example of a penitentiary where after the trial, they are sent to Gehenna, which is the lake of fire. The other word is Tartarus, and that word is found in 2 Peter 2 and verse number 4, where it says, God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, that word is Tartarus, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. And that was specifically where angels who rebelled against God are kept and reserved unto judgment. Now in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 31, referring to the Lord, it says his soul was not left in hell. Then in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, it talks about him descending into the lower part of the earth. Then he said in Luke 23, when he was on the cross, in verse 43, to the thief that received him as his Savior, he said, Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Now this takes a little bit of explanation, and we're going to look at it in our next program. Be sure and tune in as we continue in this series about what does the Bible say about hell.